Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the 8th chapter of Masechah Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Gimel and Daled. Now, yesterday we discussed the case of those who are sent back from the battle. So if there's a person who betrothed a woman but did not yet marry her, if there's a man who built a new house but hasn't lived in it yet, if there's a man who's planted a vineyard but hasn't redeemed it yet, all of these people are sent back from the front so that they should not be killed in battle and that someone else should enjoy the fruits of their labors. However, they are not completely exempt from the military service. Rather than fighting, they do things like providing food and water to the troops or fixing the roads, so they do perform national service, they're just non-combatants. Today we're going to discuss different situations, people who are completely exempt or not at all exempt, rather than this middle category of people who don't get sent home from the army, they only get sent home from the front. So let's take a look in Mishnah Gimel. Ve'elu she'einan chozrin, these do not return from the front. Habona beis shar, someone who builds a gatehouse, achsadra, which is typically translated a portico, it's something like a carport. Mirpeset, a porch. Hanotea arba ilone michael, someone who planted only 4 fruit trees, which is not the functional equivalent of a vineyard. The chamisha ilone srak, or 5 trees that do not bear fruit, because we said yesterday that someone who plants 5 fruit trees is like someone who planted a vineyard. So if it's fewer fruit trees, or if it's just as many trees but they don't bear fruit, it doesn't count. Who else doesn't go back? Hamachazir es grushaso, someone who remarries his previous wife, his ex-wife. Amana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedyot, if the kohen gadol marries a widow, which he's not allowed to do, or if a regular kohen marries a divorcee, or a woman who performed chalitza, which is the functional equivalent of divorce, mamzeres unasina l'Yisrael, if a Jewish man married a mamzeres or a nasina, a woman with certain things in her background that he's not allowed to marry her, bas Yisrael l'mamzer unasin, or conversely, if a Jewish girl married a mamzer or a nesin. A mamzer is typically translated a bastard, but it's really the product of a forbidden relationship. A nesin is a Gibeonite. They were the people who passed themselves off as not Canaanite when Joshua came and conquered the land. So they have sort of quasi-Jewish status. So if any of these marriages are going on, lo haya chozer, then the man involved would not return because he betrothed such a woman. Rabbi Huda says, afabona bayis al mechono, someone who rebuilds a house where it previously stood, lo haya chozer, that man would not return. Rabbi Elazar says, afabona bayis levenim b'sharon, even someone who builds a house of bricks in Sharon, lo haya chozer, he would not return. And we'll look in the Bart Nuro, who will explain why that is, as well as a few other points of our Mishnah. So hamachazires b'shaso, someone who remarries his ex-wife, Barisa, he betroths her, and Ochozer, he does not return on her behalf. She'ena chadasha lo, because she's not new to him. V'karasiv isha chadasha, and it says he marries a new wife. So remarrying an ex-wife, that is not included. Almana, v'irasa kohen gadol, if a kohen gadol betroths a widow, en ochozer bishvila, he does not return on her account. T'chsiv v'lo lakcha, the Torah tells us he did not take her. V'haya ef shalomer v'lo lakach, the Torah could have just said he did not take. In Hebrew, that would have been perfectly acceptable. My lakcha, what's added by saying he did not take her? Shetehei ru'uyalo lakchicha. It has to be a woman who's fit to take. So he did not take her. She must be someone he's allowed to take. Someone who rebuilds a house amachono, where it previously stood. Sasra ubano kmita rishona. So the house was demolished, and he's rebuilding it according to its previous design. Eno chozer, he does not return because of this house. Delav chadashu, because it's not new. Vegar mehalokeach v'hayoresh. So for purposes of our halacha, that's a less strong case than someone who inherited or bought a house that was already built, because then it's new to him. Here, he's restoring what he already had. Habona bayis levenim b'sharon, someone who builds a house of bricks in Sharon. Makamhu, Ushmo Sharon. It's a place and its name is Sharon. Vein hakarka shelo yafel levenim, and the ground there is not fit for bricks. V'lo hayu davar shel kayama, it's not something that endures. because they need to be replaced twice in every 7 years. So since it's not considered a permanent structure, one would not return, even though it's a new house for him in Sharon. Continuing now with Mishnah Dalet, the Elu Shein Zazin Mimkoman. These don't leave at all. So forget about they don't return from the front. The following don't even go to the front to hear the Kohen give these directions. So who doesn't go? Bona Bayis Vachancho, someone who built a house and dedicated it. Nata Karam Vachilo, someone who planted a vineyard and redeemed it. Hanoseyas Arusaso, someone who married his fiancee. Hakone says Yevimto, someone who brought in his Yevama, so basically he married his deceased brother's widow. Nakihi Elabeso Shana Achas, because the Torah tells us he will be exempt for his house 1 year. So we interpret that Lebeso, Zebeso, for his house is because of building a new house. Ihiye Zekarmo, he will be, this refers to the vineyard, as we'll see in the Bart Nuro. Vasimech es ishto, he shall rejoice with his wife, zo ishto. This part of the pasuk refers to his wife, obviously. Asher lakach, that he took, lahavias yevimto. Those seemingly superfluous words include someone who takes his sister-in-law as a wife. Enon mesapkin mayin umazon, these people do not provide food and water. Ve'enon metaknin es hadrachim, and they don't repair the roads. So unlike the people back in Mishnah Beis, who were exempt from battle, but who still had to do national service, these people don't even do the national service. They are completely exempt from the military. Let's see the Bart Nuro. Ve'elo she'ein zazin mimkoman, these don't leave their place. Tahanaf de'la'el hochein ad ha'gavul. V'sham shomim divrei kohen v'chozrin min ha'maracha l'toch eretz Yisrael. The ones that we discussed previously, they go to the border, and there they hear the words of the Kohen, and then they go back from the border, back into Israel. Ve'ein chozrin l'batehen, but they don't go all the way home. Ela oskin l'sapeg mayim u'mazon l'hochim l'machama. So they don't go all the way home, they stick around to provide food and water for those who are going to battle. The Elu Ein Zazin Mimakoman, but these that we discussed in our Mishnah, they don't leave their place at all. Vafilu Leches Ad Hasvar V'Leshuv Al Pi Kohen. They don't even go to the border in order to hear the instructions and be sent back. So they are completely exempt. So who were the people who were exempt? Habona Bayis V'Chancho, someone who built a house and dedicated it. V'Lo Darbo Adayin Shana, and who hasn't lived in it yet for a full year. V'chein ha'note kerem, v'chilo, v'adayin lo avro shana revias shlema alav. Similarly, the one who planted a vineyard and redeemed it has not yet enjoyed the fourth year of it, and that's the year when he's able to actually eat the produce, because fruit may not be enjoyed until a certain amount of time since planting has gone by. So he gets 1 year of enjoying his produce that exempts him from military service. Naki hiele beso, he shall be exempt for his house, bishvil beso, because of his house. Yihye. So how do we see that Yihye refers to the vineyard? Liribuihu. The superfluous word comes to add something. Hosif lo hakasuv havaya acheres lihiyos kazu. So the pasuk is adding through this word some situations similar to the previous ones, and we infer that that's referring to the vineyard. So those are Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue with Mishnayos Hey and Vav.